Hi, my name is Matt Parks, and I'm a branch manager here at New England Federal Credit Union. Next to our homes, an automobile is the single most expensive thing that most of us will ever buy. Knowing how the process works can potentially save you thousands of dollars, both on the day you buy your car or truck and over the years you own your vehicle. In this podcast, I'll talk about how important it is to know your rate. In other words, how much it's going to cost you to finance your purchase. This is just as important as the price of the vehicle you hope to buy. Since the rate you'll pay is linked to your credit score, I'll also tell you where you can find information on how to improve your score before you get to the dealership. But first things first, the biggest mistake that most people make when buying a car is to walk into a dealership without having done any research. There is so much free and helpful information on the internet today that there is no reason to talk to a dealer without being fully informed. Go to our website at nefcu.com, for example, and you'll find everything you need to be a car buying expert. Okay, now, interest rates. Everyone knows that the higher the rate, the more you pay, right? Well, that's mostly true, but it's not the entire story. Many times, a lower rate will be advertised to get people interested, but it's the details that could end up costing you big bucks. Sometimes, the term and rate are not disclosed together. A low-rate loan with a higher term could cost you more in interest than a higher-rate loan with a shorter term. So first, make sure that you're dealing with a reputable lender. Then, read and understand the fine print. A reputable financial institution will be happy to answer any questions you have before you get your loan. Next, let's talk about your credit score. Simply put, the better your score, the less you'll pay to borrow. On our website, you'll find a podcast, How to Improve Your Credit Score, that will tell you everything you need to know. Believe me, it is much better to take the time to improve your score rather than just taking any loan you can get. Now, if you've ever owned a vehicle, you know that the total cost of ownership involves much more than the purchase price and interest rate. You also have to pay for gas, maintenance, repairs, and insurance. You can find information about specific models online and compare. You may be able to bundle your insurance together with your home insurance to get a lower rate. The credit union offers discounted insurance for members, so call us or call your insurance agent. Finally, I'd like to talk to you about a practice that could really hurt you financially if you're not careful: rolling negative equity. That is, the amount you still owe on your car when you trade it in, into a new loan. You could end up with a loan that far exceeds the value of your car. Here at the credit union, we allow negative equity to be rolled into auto loans. However, we also help you find other ways to minimize the amount of negative equity so you don't get in over your head. Suggestions like shopping for the best deal on your trade, putting some negative equity into a home equity loan or personal loan, and paying it off faster. After all, we are here to help guide you and will advocate for you to get the best deal possible. And NEFQ, we're on your side. In my next podcast, I'll talk to you about what you should do after you've done all your homework and you're at the dealership. So be sure to tune in. Thanks for listening.